Hello and welcome to International Ideas, the session of on budgeting and financing of elections. My name is Asteria Letuletsentsike. I work at the Independent Electoral Commission of Lesotho. Here with me today, I have Commissioner Mamosebe Polo from the Independent Electoral Commission of Lesotho. Commissioner Polo, before we begin with the questions, could you please let the audience know how long you have been with the commission and what your professional background is?
Thank you, Madam Director. Like you said, my name is Mamosebe Polo. I am one of the three commissioners of IEC. I have been with the commission for 5 years. This is my fifth year. And my background is that I am a lawyer. I am a practicing lawyer for that matter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Please describe your role and the EMB institutional arrangement that exists in Lesotho.
The major role of the commission, Mayor Director, is to run elections as we know, and we run them as and when they are due. The commission has to ensure that EMB is financed adequately to be able to carry out its mandate effectively.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Can you please describe how the commission gets its funds and what processes it follows when negotiating the budget for ongoing costs and specific election costs?
Thank you, May. The commission is funded by the government of Lesotho for all intents and purposes. However, partners to Lesotho do from time to time give support in terms of technical support.
Okay.
In order to get our funding, the commission prepares the annual budget, but is given a ceiling and presents it to the Minister of Finance, which may advise on revision of the budget and then send it to Parliament. And it justifies each and every budget item. The Parliament may approve the budget as presented or suggest some cuts, but this is not common. So for election-related costs, the process is still the same, except that there is no ceiling set. Okay. And normally the cuts are not insisted upon.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. Please describe the auditing process for the commission finances.
Well, as an institution that is fully funded by government, IEC is audited annually by the Auditor General and has no say on the schedule set by the Auditor General when it comes to audit. It comes to IEC as and when it pleases. So the process followed is that it is not different from auditing any other institution. IEC Finance Section prepares preliminary documents and submits them together with the budget for the year under the audit to the Office of the AG. If there are some variances, qualifications, whatever, every variance, whether it's positive or negative, it has to be given, accounted for, if one may say. It has to be accounted for, as the Parliament would need to know as to why there are these variances.
Okay, so AG stands for?
Auditor General.
Auditor General. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I wanted my audience to understand that AG is the Auditor General.
Yes.
Can you please describe the senior management structure of IEC and who is responsible for financial management and budgeting?
IEC's management structure has director as the election, as the head of the election, of the secretariat. It has about five sections or directorates, which is Directorate of Operations, Civic and Voter Education, Finance, Information Technology, and Corporate Services. Each director is responsible for preparation and management of his own budget, but Director of Finance is responsible for consolidation of the overall budget and its management.
Okay. Thank you very much. But is there a separate process for obtaining funds?
No, indeed there is no separate process unless an item was not budgeted
for.
And later there can be a separate budget being requested in regard to that specific item. Yes.
Okay. How is the budget for commission developed?
The budget
and is, the methodology yes, thereof. Yeah.
The budget is prepared in that between September and October, there is what we call for a call circular, following which the management for IEC will prepare what we call the framework for the budget. And the framework for the budget is discussed with finance even before the detailed budget can be prepared. So once the framework has been approved, then IEC will be asked to go and give now a detailed budget, which it will do. And the first draft of the budget will be put before the finance, which finance will look into it and advise accordingly. So the preparation of the budget encompasses each and every manager, because each and everyone has to budget for his section and so on. So the commission's plan always includes budget preparation, consolidation, and presentation.
That's interesting. And now we are nearing, we have only two more questions. I have taken much of your time, but this other question is, what are the main financing and budgeting challenges faced by EMB, and how do you approach these challenges?
Okay, thank you, madam. Financing generally has many, many challenges, but I will just pick a few. The main challenge in regard to recurrent budget is the aforesaid limit that I have talked of. We cannot exceed that limit. Even if we do, it has to be a very special thing that has to be looked into. So this limits us from having a professional staff or even to develop our existing staff. The second problem is that the approved budget does not go into the commission as budgets coffers, but is requested on quarterly basis. This means that for a quarter you have to do certain activities and others would come in the other quarter. If you tend to finish your activities earlier in the quarter, you'll have to wait until the other quarter comes. And this is very serious, because once we are waiting for the quarter to end so that we get another bunch of money, if the government feels like using that money, it does. A very hurting example is that of 2016. We were supposed to hold elections, local government elections.
Okay.
We did not do so because our budget was taken to do other things that government felt were more pressing than the elections. And this hampers our work as the commission. But as I go ahead, the third thing that we have realized that hampers at or gives us some problems is that we cannot change on our own our budgeting methodology. I said, we budget incrementally, which means we just put the percentage, but we would like to budget using the activity-based method, which would say our activities are this and we want a budget for this and we will cost the activities as and when they come. But you find that that is not very easy because we have acquired the government method of budgeting. So all these challenges, Madam Director, can only be addressed by legislation. There is no way we can find ourselves changing them, because even our own legislation, we don't take to parliament by ourselves. It goes through our parent ministry. So the only thing that can help us could be the legislation to go out of this.
Okay. What are the most expensive items or processes for EMB from your practical point of view?
Yeah, you know, the word expensive to me is a bit expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking it from a point of view where I say, are these items expensive?
Mm-hmm.
What about trying to curb violence or maybe disputes between the citizens in regard to elections?
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, I would single out that they have, those that I think they have a high cost, not a very expensive.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I have to use my words selectively.
Okay.
You know, items like budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, budget for ballot paper,
yes,
is very high. Indelible ink,
mm-hmm,
is very high. Electoral equipment, machines, mm-hmm, EVVs, you name them, all this, mm-hmm, equipment, mm-hmm, they are very expensive, particularly because they are even maintained, mm-hmm, from time to time, and mm-hmm, their cost is going up every time. And all this, to me, are very expensive because we don't produce any of them in the country. We have to import everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself looks to be expensive. But other processes include trainings,
mm-hmm,
of both staff and management, as well as consultants. Because people may be consultants but may not be clear about the electoral processes.
Mm-hmm.
Temporary staff salaries.
Yeah.
They are also very expensive. So indeed, like I said, apart from training and salaries, everything is imported from elsewhere.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Pula. I like the phrase that if you think elections are expensive, try not to
finance. Yes.
Yeah. That's a very good phrase. I'll take it with me wherever I go. Thank you very much, Commissioner, again, for taking part in this session on budgeting and financing of elections. And thank you, the audience, for listening. And bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, and bye.